Morning, Rob.
Good morning. Second straight CA win for your team as you go on the road and beat you Albany. First team to beat you Albany at home or on their home field this season, 47-31. Just give me your impressions on how your team played.
Just was happy with the mentality and the execution. You know, we keep talking about how every week's a championship week, and I thought we treated it that way. We were fortunate. Came up with a few turnovers, forced a couple of them, and scored 21 points off of them. You know, and that was a big coaching point going into the game, just because of the success that they had with the turnovers. So, that was a big part of the game. And you know, I was happy with how physical we were in all three phases of the game. I thought it was a good step for this team. It's a really, really good Albany team. So I was happy overall with the win.
Back wins now for your team. How much you talked about a couple weeks ago when we talked that it was a sort of a one game at a time mentality. How much momentum do you feel like your team has gained after these last 2 weeks?
Yeah, we feel it. You know, and I mean, football is a game of momentum, but you know, we have to approach every week like its own thing and try to go 1-0 every week. And you know, once again in this league, great opponent, and Coach Trish and everybody down at the Elon does a really good job. It's a really, really good team, so we know we got our work cut out for us. We do have some momentum right now, but we got to approach this week like we've approached the last couple and try to just take it a day at a time.
Got an immediate question to you. If you'll get that for us, Pasha.
First question is from the line of Larry Mahoney with the Vanguard Daily News.
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
Hey, Larry, what's up?
You got a two-part question. Manny Patterson, his status of Manny Patterson and who will replace him. Obviously, he won't be playing this week probably. And then the decision to move Ori Jean Charles to linebacker. Thanks.
Yep. Manny's MRI is today. It's a knee injury, potentially season-ending. We're evaluating that based on that, but that's the early information we have. He's being evaluated, but it is a knee injury. So that's very unfortunate. So we'll see what happens from that. And then it's Catley and Shaq. They were the ones that played out there most of that game. So they'll be the two starters, and they did an excellent job throughout that game overall. There was a couple plays, but they were our team MVPs on defense coming out of that one. And then with Ori, we had about a month ago looked at a couple of positions to reevaluate, and we felt like his value might be a little bit greater potentially on the other side of the ball. So we started, he split time for a little while between tight end and like an edge rusher. And then I think it was about 2 or 3 weeks ago, he moved over there permanently at the rover position and also the rush end. And, you know, obviously he came up with a big play. So that was pretty big.
Thank you.
Yep.
Just to follow up a little bit of that on Nick, what kind of, athletic ability or talent does it take to be able to make that kind of move? And then he did have, in a three-minute span of that game, you did, slot him in at tight end where he was able to come up with a TD catch for you. Just have you ever had that sort of a unique talent to be able to do that on both sides of the ball?
It's definitely unique. It is a unique situation. And Ori, he's a guy who works really, really hard. He's played a lot on teams. He's played a lot on offense, and now he's starting to play on defense and make an impact. He's a very talented young man. He's somebody who's still young, transferred into this program, works really hard, and it was a pretty cool couple minutes overall for us and for Ori. That was really the last offensive play that we had him on. So once we got stopped on the one, wanted to see if we could try to get that, and luckily he was able to score. So he did a good job reading the out route on the interception, and made really the most athletic part about it was him being able to score and finish that play. So that was really good to see from a really good kid.
Got an immediate question if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your next question is from the line of Mike Lowe with the Portland Press.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, Mike.
Well, Rob just stole my question from me, so I'll have to ask you a different one here. I was going to ask you about Ori, but you're looking at Elon. As you said, they're a very tough team. They're coming off a real tough loss last week, and the way the league is, Nick, there's like five teams with three losses, one with two. I mean, this game here, how do you look at Elon coming into this game, and what do you look at going forward?
You know, very talented team, very well coached. You know, we know Elon is a very, very good program. We got to go to their place. It's really the same mentality. It's been every week is a championship week. We got to go 1-0. We got to do a good job every day in preparation. You know, every team we play is going to be talented. Is going to be a tough team in the CAA, and you know, this one in particular is very, very good. And Elon's very talented, and you know, I think we have our work cut out for us this week, but. The guys are very focused right now. We just have to keep that kind of day-to-day focus. And, you know, really, we're just taking it one week at a time. We know what we got to do. And it's got to be this week right now, and everything's in the moment. So we're just trying to concentrate on Elon.
I want to ask you about Manny, too, because you've had your share of injuries this year, obviously, with Chris and Deshaun earlier. And when someone like that, Manny's obviously the leader back there in the secondary, your best cornerback. How do you keep the kid from feeling overwhelmed when they lose another leader like this?
Well, I think at this point, you know, this year, unfortunately, we've had a lot of adversity that way. And, you know, our guys, they kind of just keep playing. And, you know, in that moment, you know, that was hard just because Manny's meant a lot to this program. And, you know, he's an elite player. You know, I think he's going to keep playing after this at the next level. And, you know, that's hard because just having been through that experience, you know, having been involved in his recruitment, he's just very important in this program, and he embodies a lot of what we try to put across through our culture. So, you know, we're hoping for the best here. But, you know, I thought our guys really were resilient and they kept fighting. You know, our two corners were getting challenged throughout the game, did a good job throughout the game. Again, there was a couple of things, but overall, you know, I was pleased with the effort.
Okay. Thanks, Nate.
Mm-hmm. Nick, the defensive effort, especially there in the second half, the game's tied 24-all, and how big of a play you're able to force a safety on the intentional grounding where you're able to get some pressure on Jeff Undercuffer. How much of a turning point was that play?
It was big, you know, and they were fighting back, and it was a very close game at that point, and we just tried not to press too much. You know, wanted to just play in the moment, and we were able to get a little pressure there and got the intentional grounding, came back with a score, and then, of course, the interception happened. So it was a sequence of momentum. Again, our guys, we just didn't want to press too much, you know, just play within the moment. And, you know, that sequence was big, and I thought it started defensively. You know, certainly some things that we got to clean up, and specifically on third down and things like that. But, you know, the turnovers were huge, and I thought our defense really stepped up, and there was a lot of energy. And a lot of passion out there, so it was good to see. It was a fun section of time.
Along with the pressure, obviously getting five sacks and the pressure you were able to put on them, I know caused some of those turnovers. But the other number that sort of jumped out to me was holding Albany to 67 yards on the ground. Carl Mofford's been one of the top rushers in the league. How big was that to be able to maybe make them a little more one-dimensional?
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be part of our identity, you know, and how we play defense. We have to be able to stop the run and kind of dictate some things. So I thought that was a very solid performance overall, stopping the run. It was a really good job. And, again, it was good to see guys were really rallying to the ball. They were being very physical. So I thought it started up front. And, again, I thought that really set the tone for the game. So, you know, they're a very, very good team in a lot of different phases, and they're able to throw the ball. But, you know, we try to make teams as one-dimensional as possible, and, you know, I thought that helped, you know, with what we were trying to do defensively.
Switching side, I want to talk a little offense. We've talked defense the whole call here. Three straight games now with over 400 yards of total offense with a true freshman quarterback, Joe Fagliano. What has been working so well for you?
Well, I think Joe's very poised. You know, he can do a lot of different things, so we try to, you know, tailor things to the things he does well. We have some skill players that really can make a lot of plays out in the perimeter, and you know, we've been able to run the football. And there's some things we got to clean up, like I said, and some areas to improve. But we are improving every week, and you know, we were able to run the football and get some explosive runs. So, you know, I think we've been much more balanced, and you know, that's starting to take a little bit of momentum going forward. And, you know, we've been able to score some points. Really, other than winning and losing, the only stat I care about is scoring. And, you know, we've been able to score enough points the last few weeks. And, you know, it starts up front and then at the quarterback position. And, you know, I think Joe's done a really good job for being a true freshman and just handling everything.
All right, Nick, thanks so much for taking time with us this morning, and safe travels to Elon, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Rob.
Thank you.